It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Aw, yeah, it's tea time, and we are kicking things off with Kanye West. He is thriving with his Sunday service, and here's a little drop. He did some Jesus walks. God, show me the way, but the devil's trying to break me down. I love it. I mean, he's gone on record to say he is the greatest artist, the most gifted of all time. He doesn't care what other people think, only what God thinks.
Well, there you go.
That's what I feel like. That is the way you should be.
The song Jesus Walks way back in the day, which was dope, got a little bit of airplay, but like now that's like a whole album, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's all spiritual. And I love this. I like this, Kanye. Let's keep at it. Well, okay, President Trump was booed at the World Series. We have some of the audio, okay, during Game 5. He showed on the Jumbotron. Here's the crowd's reaction.
Sounds like there's some boos.
Yes. And then they start chanting. Okay.
That's usually what they say for Hillary Clinton. They're like, lock her up.
I have a big problem with this, no matter what your political view. I just think that is our the president of the United States. I feel like that's very disrespectful.
Yeah, I would agree. It doesn't matter whether you like somebody or not. But, I mean, you don't have to cheer for somebody, but I don't think you have to insult them.
Exactly. But the good news, tomorrow, Game 6, Astros could win it all. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Go Astros. Okay. This is interesting. Courtney Cox spotted in the bathtub with David Beckham. What?
You just told me to be funny.
So anyway, she is on Modern Family filming scenes. And what a great day at work in a hot tub with Bex. Are you kidding me?
So they both do you posting... know Bex? You know, me and Bex, we just chilling, we doing a thing.
So,
you know, just two girls hanging out, having a good time.
So my friend Cody out in LA works on the set of Modern Family, and he's like, oh, sorry, girl, because we were going to FaceTime. He's like, he didn't get out till late. He's like, I've been having to work with David Beckham all week. I'm like, oh.
You've been having to
work with Bex all week. He said he's absolutely amazing.
That's cool.
He's the coolest guy ever. And going on to another friend, David Schwimmer, his home was broken into.
We were on a break.
Break in, yeah.
That is so crazy. So he has an East Village townhome, and about 12:30 in the morning, basically, they caught the guy or whoever was charged, and they had a weapon in their hand. The person was charged with weapon possession and criminal trespassing.
That is so scary.
It's unclear if Schwimmer was actually in the home at the time of the incident or who actually called 911, but it is very scary.
No doubt about it.
It was in Manhattan.
All right, Mackenzie with the tea this morning here on Joe Mackenzie. Hey, Live the Web Girl, what can we expect today for Murder Monday?
I am talking about how 21-year-old Samantha Young ended up dead in her ex-boyfriend's backyard.
All right, if you're a true crime fan, you definitely want to stick around for that.
And we just want to give another shout out to Juju Desmond Jr. It's his birthday. He is 11 today. And we just wanted to say we love you. We love you for listening. And we hope you have the best birthday ever.
All right, it's Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now.